Welcome to Triangle 411, the pulse that moves the Triangle world today. It's a vibrant collection of stories, medical breakthroughs, what's trending, social good, events, and boundless other adventures. A conversation pit of comedians, authors, chefs, sports figures, experts, the common and the uncommon. Here's the host of Triangle 411, Mary Innsbrucker.
Hi, friends. Today we are learning about postpartum doulas. Doulas are in extremely high demand as more parents than ever are choosing to hire a doula to help them with afterbirth care. That rise in demand is resulting in some states providing doula support under their state Medicaid benefits. While most insurance companies don't cover doula services, that may be changing. For example, recently, North Carolina United Healthcare Community Plan began covering doulas to support moms during pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. So, the suggestion here would be check with your insurance. Even though parenting a newborn is one of the toughest jobs around, many new mothers are encouraged to focus more on the pregnancy and birth than on what to do once baby comes home. After the birth, parents may be overwhelmed by so many concerns. Is the baby getting enough milk? How do you comfort a fussy baby? And of course, probably the number one question, will we ever feel rested again? Indefinitely, in some cases, they are dealing with the guilt of, we waited for this moment with all our hearts. Now, why aren't we happy? This is where a postpartum doula comes in. Pam Diamond, owner and chief baby whisperer of First Days and Nights, is here today. First Days, D-A-Z-E, and Nights, N-I-G-H-T-Z-Z-Z, helps new parents in those first days, weeks, and months after bringing home a new baby by providing guidance, emotional support, and practical assistance to make the transition to parenthood more manageable. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here and telling us all about postpartum doulas. So what do people think a postpartum doula does, and what do you wish they knew you did?
Well, I'm super glad you asked this because I feel like the name postpartum doula has a PR problem. People hear, they'll ask me what I do. I say I'm a postpartum doula. And the first thing they hear is that word postpartum, which of course is associated with postpartum mood disorders, postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. And inevitably, you know, they assume that that's what I do. I work with people with postpartum depression or anxiety, and they have a story to tell me. And the truth is that, yes, we do have some of our clients with postpartum depression or anxiety and are so glad that they've reached out to us for support. But really, aside from those sometimes clients who do have some postpartum issues, postpartum mood disorder issues, postpartum means after the baby is born. And we work with families in their home after birth, after the birth of their baby or babies, because sometimes we're working with twins or triplets. And we are professionally trained to support moms and dads in the first days, weeks, and sometimes months after bringing home their babies. And we specialize in getting off to a good start with feeding, with newborn bonding, and establishing healthy habits, of course, giving mom time to recover from birth, and sometimes that may also be C-section, and answering questions, building confidence, all things that we wish that our mothers or aunties or, you know, our sisters that used to live nearby but no longer do, all those things that we wish they did. So
that's a great explanation. And yeah, and I do like that it teeters a little bit, because a lot of the symptoms of the postpartum depression, lack of sleep, lack of emotional support, unmet physical needs, challenges of breastfeeding, you do bring some of those to light. So it's kind of not all to do with depression, and we're going to talk about all it does have to do with, but it certainly can diminish some of the rates of postpartum depression and increase the rates of success in other areas. So why would someone use a postpartum doula instead of hiring a babysitter or even a nanny?
Oh, yeah. Well, for some people, that may be all they need, especially if they, if it's not their first child, but the truth is a lot of our clients are returning clients because they see the value in it. But what we are going to offer, different than a babysitter, who most likely is just going to look after a infant to give mom or dad or both parents, you know, time off, we bring a set of skills and professionalism that we are imparting to the family. So we don't just love babies. People think, oh, you must do this because you love babies. And yes, of course I do. But I really, and as postpartum doulas, we really love the guidance and education that we're going to bring the families. We are in there for a short period of time. So often the nanny is starting towards the end of our time with the family, and we're often teaching the nanny, getting them sort of indoctrinated to the family who we've come to know so well. So nannies do have skills, but often they don't have the skills around breastfeeding, supporting, you know, a newborn with getting off to a great start with sleep habits. They're usually used to coming in when the baby's just a little bit older and, you know, are ready for full-time work. We are in there in a much more focused way where we're providing these professional services, both giving parents time off when we do overnight work. We're giving them time to maximize their sleep, but we're also working with the baby to establish healthy routines. And so that's a little different than, it's definitely different than a babysitter or a mother's helper. And usually different than what a nanny does as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So if someone is interested in postpartum doula services, what should they be looking for and what should they be asking?
Mm-hmm. Well, so as I said, my team comes with skills, and we've done trainings so something I didn't mention before that a nanny or a babysitter may not be skilled at, we are trained to recognize signs of postpartum anxiety or depression. We know when recognizing things like reflux. So we have things that we can tell the parents to talk to their healthcare providers about. One of the things they'd want to look for is making sure that the person they're hiring does have training. Certification is important. I don't think it's always necessary if they have a lot of experience. And also, the postpartum doula should be carrying liability insurance. They should be staying up to date on their immunizations as well as continuing education. So you want to know that your postpartum doula knows the latest scientific information around breastfeeding support or pumping, or the latest and greatest on the equipment that's out there. So you want to know that they are going to be an advocate, that they have, that they stay connected and in the know, and also that they're going to be a good referral source. I love being able to refer my clients to a good chiropractor or somebody who specializes in postpartum massage or something really important, pelvic floor physical therapy, so important for pregnant and postpartum women. So I think look for a level of professionalism that they know they're letting somebody into their home who's going to be able to provide a high level of skill and support during that short window of time when they're recovering and getting adjusted to their growing family.
Wonderful. So, I guess this would vary, and maybe you can direct us. Are we talking about an hourly rate, a package rate? How does the cost in something like this work?
Yeah, there's both. You'll find some people that do packages and some that do an hourly rate. I've been doing this 20 years, and I've found that figuring out what the family needs and coming up with a plan for them works better than for me to say, here's a package of 2 nights and 3 days. Sometimes people need my suggestion of what would be good and what would fit their budget and their needs based on whether they have family in town or, you know, how long they've got maternity or paternity leave, those kind of things. But you'll find different people do it different ways. I prefer customizing it and figuring, coming up with the hours that my client needs.
So tell us about one experience that you've had where somebody really, I mean, they told you about the impact that your services have made.
Oh, gosh, I love getting the follow-up testimonials or even just a text message of somebody telling me a love story, I like to think of it as, or a love note. Most recently, I did a consultation with a family when their baby was 10 days old. And one of the things that I told them was, do now as you plan to do later. And what I mean by that is, if you plan to bed share and have your baby in your bed, and that's something you plan to do later, great. But if you're doing it now and think that at 6 or 7 months old, your baby's going to say, yeah, I'm ready to go to my crib now. Well, that's not going to be the case.
I said,
make an informed decision and do now as you plan to do later. So we had a lovely consultation, and then they picked up and moved across country to Washington State. And I got a phone call, baby was 3 months old, and she's like, I should have listened to you. Now, you know, it's all contact sleep. He's either sleeping on me or next to me. And so I walked her through what to do to start making the changes. And the next day, I got a picture of the baby sleeping in his crib. And she said, I am gobsmacked. Well, Mary, I don't know when I've never used the word gobsmacked, but she said, I am gobsmacked. I never thought this would happen. And I said, well, we might need to talk about that. If you were that worried with a 3-month-old that you weren't going to be able to make changes. But she was just so delighted to have not just my skills to impart to her, but also to be a cheerleader for her and to say, you can do this, and tell her how to do it in a way that is not going to make her and the baby miserable. And so it was just, so this was just, you know, a few weeks ago. And again, I've been getting these kind of comments for 20 years, but that's a simple one where I just felt, It's like the clouds part and the angels sing when I can see these aha moments in my clients.
I'll bet. That's the rewarding part of it all. Well, I liked how you said the cheerleader, because we all need a cheerleader, especially with something as mammoth as raising a human being. So good for you. And how can people find you if they'd like to learn more about what you do and your services?
Sure. My website is First Daze, D-A-Z-E, like you're walking around in a daze, but that's what we're working on to help the daze go away. firstdaze.com. I'm also on social media. I'm on Instagram under First Days Nights, and that's with Z's. So N-I-G-H-T-Z-Z-Z. Sorry about that, but And then I'm on Facebook as well, but my website has a contact me page, and it'll come right to me.
And I also want to point out, you do some virtual services. So just because you aren't in the area, Pam might still be able to help you out.
Absolutely. I love my virtual clients. I have them scattered around the country, and it's always, and it works. It's always so fulfilling to know that I've helped somebody, even though, I didn't have to walk through their doors.
Well, thanks for helping our listeners today with the information. It was great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So postpartum doulas are available just about everywhere, and you may want to go to a site for a directory of some. You can do your own search. Just remember, do your homework before making your choice. Here's one site. It's I'll just spell it: D like David, O like Oscar, N like Nancy, A like Apple. /what-is-a-doula/find-a-doula. So donna.org/what-is-a-doula/find-a-doula. And if your specific need is back to the actual depression part of postpartum, there is help out there too. Postpartum Support International provides many resources, and you can explore their services at postpartum.net. Postpartum.net. Well, it's time to high five and say goodbye. I'm Mary Innsbrucker for Triangle 411. Today's pocket: simply be nice.